T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
Jeff Katz, News Radio, WRVA, a Wednesday afternoon. I want to invite you to visit the page I just set up on Facebook. It's called Light Up RVA, Light Up RVA. I think that one of the things we can do for our friends and neighbors, particularly younger folks, kids, dare I say it, if we've normally got Christmas lights of some sort on our house, why not light them up now? Why not? I know it's March, but I just think it's a great way for folks to show the rest of the community, hey, you know what? We're there with you. We're standing with you. We're all going to get through this. I think to our core, we know that, but maybe we need a little extra support in that regard. By the way, I did reach out to my buddy Scott over at InArray, and he said he can absolutely help folks in terms of getting lights up and stuff like that. He's got to come out here to Casa Cats to get that done. Let me see here. 804-368-3797 is his number. 804-368-3797 for InArray. If you want to reach out to Scott, he'll give you some tips and help you out with all of that. What's going on in D.C.? I don't know. Congressman Denver Riggleman, of course, is one of the guys we go to because we get it absolutely straight, unfiltered. And I'm thrilled that he is here. Congressman, thank you for being here.
How are you doing today?
Well, I am doing well, I think. Am I about to be $2 trillion more well?
How blunt would you like me to be, Jeff?
Oh, man. All right, let me sit down. Go for it, Denver. Go for it.
Yes. Yes, that's what's going to happen. And, you know, I'm heading tomorrow morning to the Hill. So your listeners, you know, you heard it here. So, yep, I'm going to the Hill, and we are doing this as quickly as possible. And it's going to be interesting. I don't want something to happen on a UC, unanimous consent. It might, but I need to go to the Hill, and we need to go to work. And I'm looking forward to it.
All right. Well, I'm glad to hear that. Now, can you explain to everybody the underhanded skullduggery, the nonsense that Nancy Pelosi tried to jam into this so-called stimulus?
I certainly can. And, you know, I can start with some of the spending, Jeff, and I don't know how much time you have on your program today, so I'll try to make it brief.
Okay.
But as soon as we got the new bill on the House side, now this isn't the Senate version, I think that's where a lot of confusion has been. There's been two versions that have been tracking in parallel. One is the Senate version. One was the 1,404-page House version, right?
Right.
So that House version had things in it like $31 million for biosurveillance of wildlife. I don't know how that helps with the coronavirus. $7.5 million for cleaning the Smithsonian. My first question was, are they open? what are we... I was very confused, right?
Yeah.
And then, I'm sorry.
Gosh.
then we had $300 million for the National Endowments for the Arts, $300 million for National Endowment for the Humanities. And this is the one that I think stuck in the crawl. Well, gosh, $35 million for the Kennedy Center. Are they open? And then one of these was $600 million to fight coronavirus overseas. And then it had these incredible things like this. If you were to take any type of, say, aid from the government, you had to pay your workers $15 per hour. If any of that assistance went to the railroads, they'd have to unionize. Every single far-left liberal wish list program you could have was stuck into this bill. And And I think it was unbelievable to me that they would weaponize a national emergency for a far left progressive wish list. That's why you saw the Senate say, this ain't happening. Now, is this bill perfect? It is not.
Right.
I don't want the American public to think that it's going to make everybody happy. Everybody's pretty miserable. However, for small businesses, for the exchange capital, for what the Fed is doing and what the Treasury is doing, it will balance or stabilize our economy for a short amount of time. Our issue is, can we continue to have this type of debt, and can we keep liquidity in the markets? Because this isn't a bailout. Right. We have a national emergency. This is almost like an eminent domain taking where companies are forced to close, and we have to, with an eminent domain taking, we have to make sure those companies are made as whole as possible. Mm-hmm. And I think, in this position, I don't know, somebody might paint this. I'm just trying to give somebody, this is very different from a bailout of companies that were being irresponsible or criminal.
Okay, well, I'm glad to hear that part. I also, I've got to tell you something. It has never happened before, but I was looking at the U.S. Senate, and here is Chuck Schumer, who apparently met with Mitch McConnell and everybody over the long weekend that they had, and they came up with this deal, and then Nancy Pelosi comes back from California, disembarks from Broomstick 1, and the next thing you know, she is calling all the shots. And that Senator Kennedy, you know, the good Senator Kennedy in the Senate said, yeah, yes. I got to tell you something. Here's the problem. Nancy Pelosi has a bigger set of oranges than Chuck Schumer does. And I thought, you know, that just sums it up in a nutshell, doesn't it?
Yeah, but those oranges are rotten inside. And because, let me tell you, the ideas in that bill were so rancid that even Democrats, moderate Democrats, are like, this can't go. I mean, can you imagine a swing district, one of the battleground districts, a Trump district that's won by a Democrat, and they vote that you have to unionize if you take any type of government assistance?
Yep.
There would be a revolt.
Absolutely.
And that's why this was a wish list from the Justice Democrats and far left to make them happy for 72 hours while Americans suffered. While Americans suffered. Yeah. And that's why this is so frustrating. The fact that they would put politics over people during a pandemic is absolutely despicable.
It absolutely is. Congressman Denver Riggleman is joining us. So you're headed back to D.C. When exactly is this vote going to take place?
Yeah, that's a really great question, Jeff.
Okay.
That's a great question. So,
every once in a while, I come up with one.
Well, we have a 6 o'clock conference call tonight. Hopefully, we get some more clarity. We don't know exactly when the vote's going to happen. I will tell you, I am doing a town hall. I'm going to D.C. regardless because I'm going to do a telephone town hall on COVID-19 and small businesses at 2:25 tomorrow afternoon, 2:25, 2:30. I just want everybody to know that. But that telephone town hall, last time we had so many people on, I did it the first day that the pandemic after the first vote on Friday before our Saturday morning vote for the first tranche of money. So I'm telling you, this is going to be interesting. But I will get back to you, Jeff, as soon as I find out exactly when that vote's going to happen.
Well, excellent. Now let's talk a little bit about small business, because that's the situation that I'm concerned with. There are plenty of us that are thinking, well, we can probably ride this out, ride that out. But small business people, as you know, they're the hardest working Americans I've ever seen. They're always the last in their operation to take a paycheck. And in the best of times, they've got 30, maybe 60 days where they can float things. Well, now we've got a governor telling all these businesses to shut down, although dry cleaners, he said, were essential. That one I don't get. What happens for those small business people?
Well, here's what we got. And again, I don't know how technical you want to get, Jeff, but you want to hear some first heard, I'm happy to do it.
Yeah.
For small business, we're looking at $350 billion on the 7A loan program. And by the way, I was excited to be on the team with Kevin Brady, who's the ranking member on Ways and Means.
Mm-hmm.
That also means LLCs, sole proprietors, independent contractors, work-at-home moms. Everybody can get these 7A loans. But however, there's something that's even better. That's the SBA Express loans. We put $17 billion aside for eight-week Express loans to get your company through this tough time. And hopefully they can utilize that, but we also have an automatic deferral on existing loans. So if small businesses are listening to me, call your banks, get 90-day deferrals on those loans, right? we are actually making those banks liquid because we're also messing with the community bank loan ratio, the CBLR, making sure we lower the CBLR so they don't have to hold as much liquidity. Also, there's something called the Economic Injury Disaster Loans, or the EIDLs. You can get up to $10,000 very quickly. Here's what I ask everybody. The first idea on this, Jeff, was to everybody to go through one website, the SBA website. Well, it's crashed. So what we need people to do is you need to go through your banks and talk about those three loan programs and how it best helps you. The 7A, mm-hmm. Small Business Program, the SBA Express Loans, and the EIDL loans, or the Economic Injury Disaster Loans. I just want to make sure that everybody has that on their plate. Go to your banks, defer your payments on your mortgages, defer your payments when it comes to what you have on your businesses, and right. take advantage of these programs once we pass this bill.
Hey, Denver, now you mentioned mortgages. What's going to happen for those people who are looking at this and saying, you know, either I'm going to be furloughed, I'm going to be laid off, or even if I'm still working, my income is going to be reduced. You're talking about the mortgages. Is there something available to them as part of this bill?
Yes, there is. And so what we have is we have forbearance that they're going to be able to do. And really, forbearance is people getting their credit pushed back, right?
Okay.
So here's what I'd like people to do. Listen, we're counting on the honesty of the American people, too. There's no way that you're not going to have somebody who tries to play this system, right?
Yeah.
However, for instance, if you know you're going to have a tough time, call your bank and work out a mortgage forbearance plan where you can take time off from your mortgage from 60 to 90 days and add that to the back end of your loan.
Okay.
That should happen without interest accrued. So I want people to know that this could happen right now. Also, as you probably have heard, that the economic interruption payments will happen. So that is $1,200 per adult, $500 mm-hmm. per child, right? But there is a cap at $99,000 at this time in income for an individual. I think it's $150,000 for joint, but we haven't seen the total final numbers yet,
okay?
We haven't seen the final numbers, but those are coming, okay? And I just want people to know. Also, the 10% penalty for IRAs are waived. So if you need to withdraw from your IRA, those are actually waived. So if you do need some extra cash, all that is waived. Okay, so, and also, and this is huge, if you have a business, you're worried about your mortgage, you can defer your 2020 payroll taxes up to 2 years. You'll have immediate access to tax credits also for any net operating loss. So do that now. So again, there are things that are going to happen that could really help businesses, but I would say everybody for mortgages, if you're having a tough time, hear me. Call your bank, get a deferment on that mortgage, they're going to work with you.
All right. Well, listen, it's all good news in a sea of otherwise pretty dismal, dreary projections. Although I'm sure you're looking at the markets as well as I am. Every time that the president speaks and we hear more about chloroquine and hydroxychloroquine and the Z-Pak situation, boy, it seems as if there are plenty of people going, hey, you know what? Maybe once again, Americans are going to lead the world and come up with a vaccine, with a cure for a treatment, at the very least, get a handle on this.
Well, I think we can. I don't want you to be the person, though, to get coronavirus, you know, and be affected by it the day before we have a treatment, right? So
right.
I would ask, still practice, you know, the CDC guidelines.
Yep.
But I don't want people to panic either. Listen, there's a difference between vigilance and panic.
That's right.
And I'm not going to tell everybody it's going to be okay, because that would be absolutely ridiculous on my part to say, hey, everybody within the sound of my voice, it's all going to be okay, right?
Right.
But I will tell you this. If Americans work together, it can be okay. And I deployed in 9/11, Jeff. I was there. I felt that raw emotion, and I also felt America coming together. You're starting to feel that out here now. So everybody take care of each other, yeah. right? Know that we're doing the best we can. And, yeah, nothing's going to be perfect. But if we pull together at this time, we can be okay if we work together, right, and we do this in a way that's not hurting others.
Absolutely. Listen, Denver, it's always great to have you here. I appreciate you you taking the time. We're going to touch base again once more of the details are fleshed out. And again, tomorrow afternoon, 2:25, 2:30, you're going to do this telephone town hall. And we'll get those details from your folks and then share them with all our listeners.
Thank you. And, Jeff, thanks for what you're doing. You're doing a hell of a service. And know that, you know, what you guys are doing, getting that information out there, can save lives. And that is not an over-exaggeration. So thanks for what you all are doing and your staff. And I hope you all stay safe also.
Thank you, my friend. That is Denver Riggleman, congressman from the 5th District. Jeff Katz, News Radio WRBA.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.